Is he on? Thank you.
There you are.
Thank you.
Yes?
Congressman Gerald Ford calling you, 2190.
Hello.
Jerry.
Yes, Mr. President.
I got in the middle of a wasp nest down here with our friend Otto, and the day I talked to you, and I wanted to tell you about it and see if there's not somewhere extricating ourselves.
I sure hope we can.
I have in front of me what Otto promised me, and I guess he thought that I could prevail on you. He told me that if we would go to 2-8 and let him roll us in the house, that we could roll him in on the bill, that he would go to not 2-8 in conference, but if we'd get the Senate to pass a higher bill, that he would go up to as much as 3-2 if I'd get you to go with him. I asked him if you would go with him, and he said he thought you would go with him, and that if you didn't go with him, he'd go as much as 300 in a supplemental.
Sure.
Now, I don't think that this means that much to the people of Louisiana, the country, whether it's 100 or 200 million. I think we had 3.9 last year, and I'm taking over a job that the world's in worse shape now than it was last year.
Right.
And I just think it's cruel to give us that little pocketbook. Now, I don't care about getting it, whether I get it supplemental or how I get it. I'm not trying to play the galleries. I just want to get something that can function. And I had on my desk the other morning $130 million that they wanted me to act on immediately. And I said, I just can't do it. I don't know what we're going to have. But every report we get is bad. And I never saw a place where we needed help more. Now, I told the Senate boys that I was going to try to get Otto to keep his agreement with me, go to 3-2 plus the 209, if I could get you to go along with him. They said he wouldn't dare go that far. You had to have a pretty even split, or regardless what he'd said to me, and I've got it typed out on the speaker's own stationery. The speaker brought him down here.
Right.
Now, isn't there some way that you could join him and ask him to keep his commitment to me and go to the 3-2?
Could I take just a minute to tell you what my agreements are my agreements first with the Republic.
Yeah, I knew that. You told me that the other day.
But Otto agreed, and he's told me 1,000 times since then, we won't go above $3 billion. I said, well, this is what we understood. He said that 1,000 times.
Well, You want me to read you what we got down to John McCormick? You agreed to me and John McCormick?
Let me take a second
all
here.
Right.
I'm more anxious to get dollars. I mean, I'm for the program, and you know that. Now, in the meantime, this damn wheat thing has come up. And, Mr. President, this is a cause celebre with a hell of a lot of Republicans, and I voted for the motion to recommit, as did John Rhodes, and I guess 4 out of the 5 conferees did on the House side. Now, I would go to 3-2 this minute, and I would guarantee, but I've got to have something on that wheat deal.
Now, Jerry, we'd rather not have any bill than to get in a war with Russia. We just think that when you say that you're going to discriminate against them, they're not going to use the Export-Import Bank. You haven't got any money in this bill for the Export-Import Bank.
Right.
The amendment's not worth a damn. It's just a play to the galleries because you're prohibiting something that you got no money in there for to prohibit.
Well, I've read that about 5 times, and as a lawyer, that language is full of loopholes.
Of course it is. Now, all it does is hit Russia right in the face at the time we've got them split with the Chinese communists. Now, that's all it does. Now, I wouldn't have a bit of hesitancy in doing away with the bill rather than take that amendment. Secretary of State feels the same way about it. He just told me. He said, I'd rather have no bill than to have that kind of amendment because here we are. Everything we've done is undone in one amendment with the Congress to the new administration and puts President Johnson in the position of saying that he puts Russia in the same class as the Chinese communists, that he will discriminate against them and not discriminate against anybody else in the world. Now, why don't you do this? Why don't you go in there and give them the 3-2 and the 209 carryover? That's what Otto promised me. Let me read you what he promised me. I'll report out of the House Committee $2,800,000,000 plus a carryover of $209 million and any other items in the bill where unobligated ballots may go out on a point of order. In conference, I'll go to $3 billion plus the carryover of $209 million a minimum. If Jim Ford will go with me to $3,200,000,000, I will go. If the conferees agree on $3 billion plus the carryover of $209 million, and Jerry Ford will not go with me for the $200 extra million as set forth in paragraph 3, which I just read, then I will go to $300 million in a supplemental where a case can be made out for either military, economic, or both, as much as $200 of it to be economic aid if needed, but of a total of $300, going up $200 million is needed on either item, and if any one item doesn't go to $200 million, up the balance of $300 million on the other item. In other words, if the conferees bring in more than $3 billion outside the $209 million carryover, the difference between that and $3,300,000,000 will be taken care of in a supplemental. Now, that's all I want done. If you give me $3 billion too, and if I have to come back in supplemental for $100, that's fine. Now, on the Wheat Amendment, what I think you ought to do there, your prohibiting language does no good. And I think you can put me on the spot there and say that the make it affirmative where you don't throw a red flag. They're not going to use it. They're going to pay cash for it if it goes through. What we're arguing about now is the bottoms that we ship it in and the $3 a ton, which is less than $7 million that they're arguing about. But they're going to pay cash. They paid cash to Canada, we think. They just don't want to be discriminated against. But you can say that the Export-Import Bank is permitted to give any assistance that the president may find is required by the national interest. In other words, instead of a prohibition socking them in the face, put the load on me and let me make the decision if I have to make it, which I don't think I ever will have to do.
Well, let me ask. Let me ask you this, sir. If I went that far, could I have the best assurance you can give me that you'll make them pay on the barrel?
I'll do everything that a human being can.
Well,
they tell me the odds are 90% that they don't even want the Export-Import Bank because the interest rate's higher than they have to have. And one of the reasons is they don't want to pay that interest. They paid Canada straight cash. They think they'll pay us straight cash. They think that what's holding up the deal, the only thing that's holding up, is they're trying to chisel out of $7-8 million on the shipping charges.
Right.
Now, that we're just letting them argue it out. We're not taking part. That's between the private grain dealers and them.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not let them use Export-Import Bank unless I take a positive certification that the national interest requires this.
Well, let me.
And then you can beat me over the head all every community in Michigan you want to for saying that I'm communist.
Yeah,
but I don't mind doing it. I'm going to make them pay cash if there's any way in the world to make them do it. And I don't think we ought to get into an international row over this thing. I think our relationship is better with them right now than they've ever been. They're dropping their budget military-wise.
Well, Mr. President, let me sit down. I've got to talk with John Rhodes because I don't break agreements with people, and I don't.
I know you don't. I know you don't. Jerry, you're trying to do this for us. Otto's promised us this. If I could get you to go along. Now, you know that you oughtn't to give Kennedy $3.9 billion last year and give me $3.1 billion this year. So give me $3.2 billion and let me try to make it work. If I have to, I'll come back not to exceed $100 million. Now, that's what he's told me. Now, on the Wheat Amendment, change the Wheat Amendment around where you make the president find that it national interest requires it.
Well, let me.
Then you're off your hook there, aren't you?
Well, it helps.
Yeah.
It helps. Whether or not it's going to satisfy some of these other people that are real hot on this thing, that's another question. But
well, we'd rather give anything in terms of money than that, because we just don't want to provoke these folks into another Cuba deal. We just don't want to do it. And
let me ask you this. Is it vitally important that we get this thing done before we reconvene?
I would like to, for the two or three reasons. You've got the McGregor Burnses and the rest of them. it says that the Congress has done nothing, and there are 100 of them out of town now. Everybody's calling us all day.
Right.
And I think we're just as close to an agreement as you can ever get. I think you can wind it up in 5 minutes if you just go in there and say, let me rewrite this Wheat Amendment. And provided, however, that in case the president, if the president certifies a national interest, Export-Import Bank can act accordingly.
Well, let me check with our people, Mr. President, and I can't make any commitment to you because I've got to talk.
I know that. I know
but I do understand your viewpoint. I will be as helpful as I can, bearing in mind my other arrangements.
Do that, Jerry, and try to get back to me with something, won't you?
I'll do what I can.
Thank you. Call me.
Bye.
Call me.